Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You're listening to Coast AM. Hello there. Connie Willis with you tonight. Hope you're enjoying the show and you're enjoying the music and Tommy D jumping in from time to time. We've got open lines coming up for you. Golly, this is it's coming up soon. This is our last segment before that. And we've asked Anthony to stick around for the first hour so you can ask some questions to him. Anthony is our guest tonight. Strangelights Publishing.com is where you want to go, and you'll find both of his books. You know him from UFO Highway. We've spoken to him here on Coast to Coast many a time about that book. Now his new launch is UFO Nexus, coming out actually Halloween, but you can go to either strangelightspublishing.com or UFO Nexus, that's NEXUS.com, and you can go ahead and get ready for a signed copy that he's got for you. And don't forget, you can also find him at ghosthunterapps.com and all those neat apps that he has out there. So yeah, you're just doing it all. I'm telling you, Anthony, you're doing it all. So I want to, here's something I want to ask you. I'm not even sure how to word it, but I'm sure it goes together in some way. How is all the AI going to be affecting the UFO world, or is it already? I mean, what am I asking? I don't even know.
I'll tell you. There's two sides to the story with regards to artificial intelligence, right? One, like in the book, I talk about this. This collaborative effort, we can imagine the profound value of treating collective information from groups like MUFON, the government, military sources, and people like us, regular people, as training data for an NLP model like ChatGPT that can offer instant access to an interlinked data set comprised of millions of entries, triggering billions of data points into neural action, essentially creating a sentient repository that we can use for UFO research. But here's the other side of the tale when it comes to artificial intelligence, and you're probably hearing a lot of people talk about it. You remember in the 1980s, the Terminator movie in Skynet. Remember that?
Yes.
It scared the heck out of everybody.
Well, it did.
Imagine this. We are now creating what many people in the UFO community and research feel believe, and really everybody believes that with the advent of AI, such as ChatGPT, we're creating sentient entities that are what? They're not human, so technically they're alien. We're creating an alien sentient from artificial intelligence. And that's a very scary prospect.
And that's, but that's one of the things along the way that we've all talked about on radio or not, where movies have played a part in preparing us for the future of what is going to come down, what is going to happen. And these movies were going to prepare us by, you know, like Men in Black, Close Encounters, we can go on and on to prepare us, because and we've all seen these things. I read this before in some paperwork that was put into my apartment at one point and then taken away at one point. Really weird, odd, crazy stuff. But talking about movies, because hey, it hits the mass public and hits the most amount of people, obviously.
Right. And Hollywood can serve as a mechanism for conditioning.
Get conditioning.
So that we're ready for such an event. But here's where I was headed earlier. We have Elon Musk Starlink, right? The network?
Yes.
Up in the low Earth atmosphere. Or excuse me, low Earth orbit. Excuse me. Starlink. We have all of these military drones that operate on artificial intelligence. And we have ground-based artificial intelligence systems that are gaining sentience. This is a combination of three things that can go rogue if it goes unchecked. If there are no checks and balances in place for the artificial intelligence that is emerging, something strange could happen. Imagine drones being controlled by a ground-based artificial intelligence sentience that is sending signals up to Starlink, that is in turn sending wireless signals to the drones to wreak havoc on the planet. That can be like the beginning of a nightmare scenario such as Skynet. So is it possible? Sure. Is it probably going to happen? Probably not. So, but, it, you know, this, these are the types of things we need to think about, because we're in the baby phase of AI. It's just now emerging into the public, and we got to be careful.
Okay, so I got another question for you. Take a little guzzle of some water, because I'm gonna try to, being a female here, I'm gonna figure out the question as I'm thinking. That's what we do. You know, we're good that way. We hold your attention that way too. So, because you know, we're living in the moment. All right. So you have interviewed tons of people. You've experienced things, boots on the ground, conversation after conversation with people, just thought after thought, pondering yourself. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what do you, Anthony, what do you think is actually going on? And what do you think it's all about?
I do believe that to some extent, we are going through a conditioning phase. Who it is exactly, I don't know. But is it the government? And is it a combination of media outlets such as Hollywood, mainstream news organizations? We are definitely being conditioned for something. And it kind of makes sense that now, for the first time in 50 years, the government is paying attention. People like Fravor, Graves, and Grush, and Kevin Day, their information is finally being paid attention to, is being taken seriously. And we have so much evidence now, radar evidence, that proves UFOs exist. It cannot be denied. UFOs do exist. Now, do aliens exist? If my late friend and fellow UFO researcher Ed Grimsley were still alive, he's a Coast to Coast alumni, by the way. If he were still with us today, he would say, yes, definitely, there are aliens. And yes, I am one who would likely concur with that sentiment. Yeah. I do believe that there are aliens among us. I do believe that UFOs are a very real phenomena. And I think that we need to pay attention to the conditioning process, which is Hollywood, the media, mm-hmm, and information that is being disseminated to the public.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Really, really notice those films along the way that are just in our heads forever.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So I asked you that. Now, I'm going to go a little deeper with it. Because you have concurred. Yep, you believe aliens are among us. What do you think that they're here for? What do you think it's all about? Who are we to them?
Mm-hmm. You know, so I remember in 2011, I was in Taos, New Mexico, at Janet Saylor's ASPE Symposium. That is the Alliance Studying Paranormal Events or Experiences, excuse me. And I met up with Travis Walton there, and I had a conversation with him. And it was very interesting that Travis, having been abducted by aliens right there in Snowflake, Arizona, a place I've been to, by the way, that's just a skip, jump, and a hop away from Dulce, New Mexico, where purportedly there are gray aliens working alongside facets of the military-industrial complex and the government, the U.S. government or the military. So I think that if you look at the story that was told to me about Dulce from this Colonel X, these aliens have been a part of human history going back thousands of years back to the cradle of civilization between the Euphrates and the Tigris River. It all relates back to the Anunnaki and the Ajiji. Everything is interconnected. There's this commingling of religions and myths and lore that goes back thousands and thousands of years. So it is potential. It is very potential that there is an alien presence here that's been here for a long time, and that we're also being visited by new extraterrestrial entities. I don't have the answers, but I am seeking them. I'm trying to delve into the unknown. I have theories.
Yes.
One of my theories is that this planet has been inhabited by aliens for hundreds of thousands of years. And it has a lot to do with the emergence of humanity's exponential leap in technology. I mean, literally, Connie, 100 years ago, where were we as a global society, humanity? Where were we just 100 years ago?
We had horses and carriages, horses, right?
Buggies. Yeah, the buggies, and there was no technology. Yeah. If you look at the entire timeline of humanity, or the timeline of the Earth, which is 4 billion years old, and if you look at the timeline of humanity, and if we go back to the mitochondrial Eve theory, which says we just came out of Africa 250 to 300,000 years ago upright, and we began to spread across the planet, and it was the emergence of us as a species, right? You know, where we're intelligent and we're talking, and we're finally able to do stuff. This past 100 years is but a micro millisecond, a blip in that timeline. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've gone from horse buggies and no technology, you know, and you cannot count the Industrial Revolution as part of that leap, to where we are now with integrated circuits, artificial intelligence, fiber optic technology, the ability to travel in space. It's just insane how quickly humanity has jumped from 100 years ago through to today. I mean, this is why I'm trying to scrutinize all of this UFO, UAP information in the book. I'm even looking into the interstellar object Oumuamua, which Avi Loeb, a Harvard professor, says was an alien craft, potentially. And he just found these spherules in the ocean, which kind of proves some of his theories. We really need to look into the tic-tac-toe UFO enigma. We got to go back to Roswell. Was this Magenta Italy in 1933 event a real occurrence? All of it needs to be studied, because everything probably will be connected back to the fact that there has always been an alien presence here on Earth.
Maybe it's already been studied. Mm-hmm. That's why it's kept quiet. Why do you think it's such a secret, though? Why do you think they have to just don't say anything?
It goes back to technological advantage and national security. We are in a competition with countries across the globe, both friendly countries and non-friendly countries. It is a healthy, robust competition of who can have the best technology, who can develop their society quicker than the others. And all of it has to do with, you know, technology. Technology is the basis for everything now. We live in a modern technological society.
But why can't we think a little higher and a little bigger and say, you know what? If we all come together on this, we talk about what we know, mm-hmm. we become transparent to everyone about what we know and what is happening, and then we all become one as humans and earthlings, and we're prepared for what we may need to be prepared for, whether it's friendship or not, with what's outside of here, or at least what's here and non-human.
Well, there are many factors. I like to think about what I call the Star Trek utopia, where the entire planet has done away with monetary systems, and we work for the benefit of humanity. Everybody can do what they want to do so long as it helps the others. And then we eventually evolve into this highly technological, highly moral society that's traveling the stars and whatnot, right? But how can we get to that point when we live in a very divided world? I mean, there's a lot of tribalism going on. In the United States, we have the left versus the right. And you have these nationalist movements emergent all across the globe, pitting people against each other. Until we can learn to establish some type of a quorum amongst one another peacefully, we're not going to make that technological and moral leap towards a Star Trek type of utopia.
Now, see, I think we'll take that leap immediately as soon as transparency is given, because it'll be a must. And if they give it that quickly, it'll probably be because they've been forced to do it. But I think it's also the aliens that keep it quiet.
Well, here's another thing, too. Remember, Ronald Reagan said if we were faced with an alien threat, mm-hmm. the entire planet would have to come together.
Yes.
So
agreed.
So that puts us in a position where, you know, do we have to face some sort of evil existential alien threat in order for us to put all our differences aside and finally come together? I hope that that's not the case. I would like to see it just happen organically through our humanity, that we realize, hey, going to war with one another and all this other stuff, it's not good for us.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.